All right, welcome back. Glad you guys are with us. The third day, third and final day of the Lindell TV second annual Thanks-a-thon. I mean, are we bringing you guys the guest or what? Today we've already had Todd Bensman, Dr. John Witcher. We've had on Ivan Ranklin. We've had on Susan Swift. We've had on Steve Kirsch. We're going to have on now Dr. James Thorpe. We have Nicole, the attorney out of California. We have Usama Dakdok. We have Dr. Paul Alexander, who worked inside the deep state, can tell you all about Fauci and Birx. We have two farmers coming on to talk about the food crisis. We're going to get into the railroad strike that may be coming and all that is going on. Joining me now is Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. Thorpe, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me on, Brandon. And thank you for all you're doing on this incredible platform.
Thank you, Doc. We're getting a little backed up, so I'm sorry we're getting to you a little late. We got too many good guests back, you know, coming on. I wasn't anticipating so many people making themselves available on a holiday weekend, but I'm glad they are. So tell me, Doc, what's the latest you've got? I mean, I'll remind our audience, you're an OBGYN. You see about 8,000 patients a year, correct?
Well, yeah. I just had to hand in my recredentialing. I've seen over 23,500 patients just in the last 3 years. I am very experienced, extensively experienced on what I know to be true in obstetrics and gynecology.
And what is the most shocking thing you've been seeing for those who maybe are new listeners?
Well, the horrible, shocking reduction in fertility, reduction in birth rates, increase in miscarriage rates, increase in every obstetrical complication you could imagine, including malformations and fetal deaths.
Wow. All right. So you just heard, I don't know if you heard it all from Steve Kirsch. You hear what I was talking to Steve Kirsch about? All the blood clots and Dr. Thorpe, you know, we're trying to refute this MD who's saying, I haven't seen this. I mean, well, again, how many bodies is he coming in contact with, dead bodies? So what do you make of what Steve Kirsch was just saying?
Well, Steve Kirsch is incredible. He's an amazing, he gets the ultimate crown of performing an academic metanoia. And being a 1%, liberal, progressive, anti-vaxxer, vaxxer, pushing the vaccine in himself and his family and his friends, he has the incredible courage and the intellectual honesty and integrity to change his mind and change his position at the expense of his family, himself, and his job, and because truth is more important than lies. So also Paul Alexander is incredible. Also, so many other, there's this a Midwestern doctor who I don't know his identity, but he publishes on Substacks, and he is also brilliant. There's no question. The latest study that we have just published today or yesterday is really an incredible, and it's going to be looked at extensively around the world. It's called COVID-19, dissecting a failed strategy in the pandemic. This was just published. And what we did, Brandon, is we took from about 10 verifiable websites around the world, expert websites, and we extracted all the important data from 108 different countries. So listen to this. Here's what we found. The countries range from a vaccination rate of 0 to 99%. There was a positive correlation between countrywide vaccination rates and death from COVID-19. No contest.
Wow. Give that again one more time. That stat.
Okay. So we looked at 108 different countries around the world with the most that we felt had the most reliable data, and we could extract it from 10 verifiable, well-respected websites that are listed in our manuscript. The higher the vaccination rate per country, the greater was the death rate from COVID-19 per population of that country. Let that sink in. Also, what else correlated positively? The higher healthcare cost per capita of that country was positively correlated. The higher the income, the greater the death rate. Same with income per capita, same with what we rated as a stringency index, which was a 1 to 11 score of how harshly and aggressively that particular country tried to shut down the pandemic. And guess what? The higher the stringency index of that country, the greater the risk of death from COVID-19.
Wow. It almost sounds like they're also trying to kill off the people that are the capitalists.
Could be.
Not just population control, but let's kill off the capitalists. Because you just said the higher the income, the higher the death rate.
That's right. And I looked at that as a reflection of how controlled a country is by the globalists.
Yeah, and I guess that explains one reason. You know, this aspect of it has been very startling to me in one sense. The older population, I have an older audience. I've always had an older audience because I don't fool around with, you know, a lot of silliness, and I'm old school broadcaster, journalist. You know, I want the people that come on my show to be professionals as well, you know, just like you are. So I cater to I wear a suit and tie. So I tend to cater by design to a higher income, higher educated, older audience. I told my wife years and years and years ago, I'm not interested in the biggest audience. I'm interested in the most educated audience. Because, and that doesn't mean with college degrees. That's fine. But I mean self-educated. They know what's going on. Because educated people tend to be leaders. Readers are leaders. Readers are leaders. And if you're talking to educated people that tend to be leaders, they have an income, they have a business, they can support stuff, they can support the right candidates, they can support the right organizations, they can influence people, they have influence in their community. You can have a huge audience, but if it's made up of a bunch of, you know, Generation Z or millennials that aren't going to do anything, you know, you're just whistling Dixie through the graveyard. So I've always said to my wife, I don't want the biggest audience. I want the most educated audience because those people can go get things done. And so I've always really appreciated having an older audience. And I appreciate the wisdom in that older audience and the understanding of history. But I have to say, this COVID thing really shocked me in one sense and disappointed me. The number of older people that have bought the lie and ran and got the shot and all the boosters. Now, I know there's a big percentage that never did of the older generation, but I would have thought after watching the murder of JFK and all the things we've been lied about all the years, I thought the older population would say, not so much as to rushing to get that. I'm going to do some homework. But maybe that's also a generational thing, Dr. Thorpe, because the common phrase I heard was, well, I'm just going to trust my doctor. I'm just going to trust my doctor. So maybe the issue was that older generation was brought up, trust your pastor, trust your doctor. And I hear a lot of people in that older generation, I trust my pastor, I trust my doctor. But do you understand what I'm saying? I really thought the older generation would say, no. I've been around long enough to see the government, you know, scam people and kill a sitting president. I'm not going to go and get this shot real quick. I'm going to watch and see what happens. But man alive, a lot of them, even in our churches, these older people went and got them.
And I heard a Substacker, and I won't mention the name of the Substack, but I thought it was really brilliant. He made a statement, or she made a statement. It wasn't a pandemic. It was an IQ test.
Wow.
And there's so much truth to that, Brandon, what you say. I always thought that the millennials and the younger generation were much more skeptical of the government and their ploys, but apparently not.
So what you're saying is a lot of the millennials didn't go and get the shot.
I think that a lot of them did go get the shot. I thought they would be distrusting of the government, but it turns out that it's the opposite. But here's the problem with most individuals is their pride gets in the way. and they don't have the ethical, moral, and intellectual integrity like Steve Kirsch to do an about face.
Or Naomi Wolf.
It's only 1% of the population. You know, all my family members and friends that have, they know they're wrong. And I know that they know they're wrong because they're not vaccinating themselves anymore or their children. So they agree with you, Brannon. They agree with Steve Kirsch. They agree with Jim Thorpe. But they don't have the intellectual and emotional integrity to say, hey, Dr. Thorpe, hey, Dad, hey, brother, sister, I was wrong. Will you forgive me? Yes, of course I'll forgive you. But that people that don't have enough intellectual integrity and cognitive skills, they might have enough, but they don't have the ethical morality to actually say, I made a mistake and I was wrong. You were right. Will you forgive me?
What have you studied at all? I'm bringing this up with several guests, but on November 16th here on the White House website, the Bali Declaration, guys at the White House put this up, and they're talking in these, starting at about point 22, all the way down to about point 24, COVID-19 pandemic and preparedness for future pandemics. They're talking about the World Trade Organization. They're talking here about COVID certificates. They're talking about a digital economy, digital health passports. Seems to me this is not over, Dr. Thorpe. There's another pandemic coming, and they're putting everything into place.
Brannon, there's no question that they are doubling down. Despite the avalanche of data showing that the COVID-19 injection is lethal and it's deadly, as rapidly as that evidence is coming down, the globalists and the corrupted government and the medical industrial complex are pushing harder, because they're seeing the vaccine rates just plummet. So I'm afraid that we're undergoing a major dictatorial shift in our government.
What do you see coming in 2023? And are you hearing about a new variant of COVID?
Well, I think that the whole world is screwed, because everybody that's gotten the vaccine, or a huge proportion, will have major immunological problems and be at increased risk for all kinds of diseases and all other infections. So it's my opinion that all of these other pandemics or epidemics, whether it's whether it's RSV or monkey virus, this is all the result of 13 billion shots globally in almost 6 billion individuals. Collectively, our immune systems are shot from this deadly poison.
You're telling me there's only 2 billion on the planet that didn't get the shot?
About right. 5.7 billion, as best I can figure, got the shot.
And, of course, the problem is, and we reported this well over a year ago, about them working with some of these folks working, I can't remember if it was Johns Hopkins, I'll have to go back and grab the graphic, working on a, quote, vaccine that is spread like an STD. I guess if you make out with the wrong person, look out, you know, I don't know.
Hi, Brennan. And I'm not going to leave this platform without reminding and banging the drum. Listen. And Joe Lodapo, you listen. I think you must have slept through your rotations in obstetrics and gynecology and in genetics in medical school. And I'm here to give you some tutelage and some instruction. And I can maybe get you those certificates of those rotations you slept through. The most egregious violation in medical ethics in the world history is not what you're doing, Joe. It's not pushing the vaccine in children. Go ask your wife where your children came from, Joe. They came from the womb. The most egregious violation of medical ethics in the history of this world is pushing the vaccine in my patients, my women of reproductive age, my pregnant women, and my preborn babies. That's the greatest violation in medical ethics. And any politician that doesn't acknowledge that you're done. You know, go to the lead of Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson has acknowledged that. Stop killing my patients.
Wow. Let me ask you in closing, Dr. Thorpe, do you have a Substack, by the way?
I don't, but we do have a new book that's being published. I sent you some pictures, and we do have multiple new important articles that have recently been published.
Okay, tell me about the new book. I'm going to see if I can send this over to Logan real quick, but tell me about the new book.
Yeah, the new book, the lead author was Sally Saxon, J.D., a brilliant attorney, and one of my colleagues locally, Dr. Deborah Viglione, M.D., and myself. And we are all from Gulf Breeze, Florida, and we have put Gulf Breeze, Florida, and the truth in front of the whole world in this book.
And I just emailed you the cover, Logan. If you want to show it online, it's entitled The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. Sally Saxon, J.D., Deborah Viglione. M.D., and Dr. James Thorpe. We'll get the graphic. Logan's going to throw it up on the screen real quick. When does it come out?
It's out.
Oh, it's out?
It's out yesterday.
And when did it come out?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Look at that. It looks like Dr. Peter McCullough is endorsing it on the back.
Gave us an incredible promotion on the back, and God love him. Dr. Peter McCullough is my he tells me he wasn't in the military, but he really is in the military. He's my 4-star commanding officer.
Well, he's done an awful lot like you have as well. Let me ask you, where can they get the book?
Well, it's on Amazon, and it'll be available on multiple other outlets.
Okay. The COVID vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccines and beyond. Do we have the cover, Logan? There it is. COVID-19 vaccines and beyond, what the medical industrial complex is not telling us. Available at Amazon.com. Dr. James Thorpe, one of the authors, go ahead and get a copy. The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond, What the Medical Industrial Complex is Not Telling Us. Thank you, as always, Dr. Thorpe, for all you're doing and your friendship.
Brennan, God bless you and your family and all of your audience. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. Dr. James Thorpe checking in. Check out his new book, The COVID-19 Vaccines and Beyond.